first, earlier this morning, one of the worst-kept secrets in Washington was unveiled. The Trump administration has decided to terminate the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program in 6 months, pushing Congress to act to create something more permanent. Reporter and New America fellow Jujafi Block has covered DACA since before its implementation, more than 5 years ago, and she's with us to discuss details on how we got here. Jude, good morning.
Good morning.
So take us back more than 5 years ago. What you saw, what you experienced when the people who became DACA recipients or DACA eligible, how did they first react?
Yeah, so I was in the room in Las Vegas with a group of so-called dreamers as they were watching President Obama make that announcement that he would be starting the DACA program. And it was such an emotional day. And I remember quoting a young man in the story who was going to be eligible for the program and would be applying for a work permit. And he said it was the first time he'd ever felt comfortable being quoted in the media using his full name, because up until that point, he was undocumented and feared for his status in the country. But he felt finally on that day that DACA was announced, that he had a place in this country and no longer had anything to fear. And he gave me a quote that day with tears running down his face. It was very emotional.
And how much progress have many of these young people been able to make? Have you kept in touch with them as a reporter?
Yeah, I mean, there are people that that I met who are dreamers here in Arizona, who I met in 2010 when they were regrouping after the DREAM Act failed in the Senate. And there was a big push from dreamer activists to try to get something through. And that effort ultimately paid off in DACA just a couple years later. But so some of these dreamers I've been in touch with for a long time as they were sort of trying to figure out their advocacy strategy. And now they have jobs and houses and car payments, and they're very rooted here. And so I think this is really a blow to a lot of these young people who, you know, who over the years have really won a significant amount of battles. I mean, just thinking here in Arizona, some of these advocates, you know, not only were active in the effort that ultimately led to the DACA program, but here in Arizona, they fought to get driver's licenses as a result of that program, and in-state tuition, which, as we know, has been the subject of litigation here. But, you know, there, people's lives really did change as a result of this program.
Jude, even way back when you were in Las Vegas in that room, was there a sense that, yes, this is great, yes, this could be life-changing, but on the other hand, it may or may not be permanent, and a day like what we're seeing today could at some point come?
Yeah, and that fear was there. There was the DACA program required young people to give a lot of information to the federal government when they applied. And there were conversations happening with immigration attorneys and young people trying to figure out, is there any risk here? Am I putting my family at risk by putting, you know, my address and all of this information into a government database? And at that time, you know, that there was the calculation that this is worth it. But there was always, I think, that feeling that it could be reversed. I'm not sure if anyone quite expected, you know, anticipated sort of how this moment would actually feel.
Jude, earlier in the program, we spoke with a DACA recipient, and I'm not asking you to read minds, but based on what you saw over the course of these last five or more years, do you think that they are steeled for a fight because they feel more like they are as close to being Americans as they could possibly be at this point?
Well, you know, I think that, I mean, what we have seen from this social movement, the Dreamer movement, is that they are very effective. I mean, I think it was, you know, no accident that the Democratic presidential candidates tapped Dreamers to be on their campaign teams, because these young people have sort of these organizing skills that that have really proven to be quite effective. If you just look at all of the battles that they have waged and what they've managed to win in a short period of time, and so I think that they have seen that organizing has paid off in the past. It remains to be seen whether the Trump administration and this Congress will be as responsive to their organizing efforts as politicians have been in the past. But I think that we will be seeing a big activism push from them.
That's reporter and New America fellow Jujafi Block. Jude, thank you. Be well.
Thank you.